This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good day program. It isn't just mine. It's Jennifer's, it's Richie's, it's Kenny's.
But yours.
More importantly, it's yours.
Yes.
Yeah, it is the Doug Stephan Good Day. But I know I got all that, Richie. There's a good reason not to fly planes made by the Iranians.
They come built with a bomb?
You're a wise man, Doug Stephan.
According to news agencies in Iran, a passenger plane that was built in Iran crashed last night, killing 38 people. Reports that there are survivors. Reports from Iran indicate that all on board had perished at first, but then they're trying to make this not look like it what it really is. This is a prop plane, an Antonov 140. It crashed after it took off at the airport because of engine failure. Crash also left people injured and hurt on the ground. 40 passengers, a crew of 8. Iran has had a number of plane crashes that don't get reported very well. Most of these planes were built before the revolution in the 1970s, and they don't maintain them well. I think I've told you any number of times about what I saw when we landed in Kiev, just as the Cold War was ending, going down the runway. And this is not uncommon, I was told at the time. Airports that were in that part of the world, Eastern Europe and in the Middle East, were strewn with litter from planes that crash on takeoff and landing. And they just take the remains of the planes and push them off into the field next to the landing strip.
Do the remains of the plane fall mainly on the plane?
Yes, they do. Well, the plane remains fall mainly on the plane. The plane on the plain. Got it?
I think.
Maybe. Anyway, I think there are so many people in this country that travel so much. Almost any plane that goes down, the example of the Malaysia Flight 17 that was shot down, Americans on that. I think there was, at first there was one, then ended up being four. But it's the point is that Americans are in business and...
I'm going to put $10 if there was nobody on this plane that was an American.
$10 citizen. On that?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know the answer to that, Richie. I'm not looking. They didn't identify any of the people that were on there.
Air Iran, 40-passenger prop plane.
Uh-huh. Air Iran. That tells you something right there, doesn't it? Here are 10,000 pounds of pot found hidden behind boxes of Barbie dolls. 10,000
so
pounds of marijuana.
So Barbie's at the beach too, huh?
Right, exactly.
Jeez.
Piled up in a tractor trailer. San Bernardino police say the marijuana was packed in unmarked cardboard boxes hidden behind Barbie sister camper toys. What is that? I don't even... Barbie sister's camper toys? What's that?
Barbie's sister and her camper toys? I don't know. Maybe a playset of some kind?
Police had been working on an investigation that led them to the truck depot and upon arrival discovered the suspicious-looking truck.
So they'd been tracking Barbie for weeks.
Apparently, yes.
Well, she's a known weed transfer.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Barbie, she's a wild one.
Okay, so the folks at ESPN have had nothing but trouble lately, Richie.
Yeah, what's going on now?
They have suspended host Max Kellerman after he admitted on a radio show that he hit his girlfriend several years ago. Max and Aaron have now been married for 20 years.
Then why are they suspending him?
Yeah.
He admitted it was years ago. He admitted it, and they're married. I mean, why would she stay with him if he's still hitting her?
It boggles the mind when you look at all of these stories from all these people
20 years ago
who did stuff.
I smoked pot 20 years ago.
Did you really?
No, I just...
Just suspended.
No, listen to him. He just said he did.
Uh-huh. The Reagan aide, Mr. Brady, who died last week. Remember the story of him? Actually, I think we had some audio floating around in there for a while. I don't think we have it now. It's not important to the story. The death of former White House Press Secretary James Brady, who was wounded in the head in 1981 when the shot was actually aimed at President Reagan at the time. The District of Columbia, D.C. police, say that they have ruled his death a homicide. This is a very intriguing story because when you think about the fact that there is no statute of limitations on murder, right, on killing somebody else, so there are a lot of statute of limitations on other crimes, 7 years for most of it. The federal prosecutor said they're reviewing the law. A law professor and the attorney for John Hinckley, who was found not guilty by reason of insanity in the shooting, said bringing new charges seemed unlikely. Really? There have been all kinds of speculative pieces on this over the weekend, but the medical examiner's ruling doesn't mean anything, so they say. But the prosecutor still is looking at it. But it's fascinating just to think about it. The gunshot wound, the autopsy, according to the medical examiner, says the cause of death was a gunshot wound and the health consequences of the gunshot wound. And in this circumstance, the death is ruled a homicide.
Delayed murder.
Yeah. Right. He had all kinds of problems. Short-term memory loss, paralysis. He was only 73, had a lot of different health issues. So we're just
very young,
Reggie?
Yeah.
I wonder if this could be a way to keep Hinckley in prison, because he's been getting weekends out for the past couple of years to where he could go stay with his parents or go out shopping and do whatnot, and then, like, Monday through Friday, back in lockup. So I wonder if this is a way just to kind of keep him in. And a way to kind of keep him behind bars.
One of the spokespeople for Brady's family said the homicide ruling is, quote, not a surprise. The family will respect whatever prosecutors think is appropriate in dealing with the ruling from the medical examiner. It just seems... Is this something that we don't hear? You don't hear these stories very much.
There are several cases, though, of delayed death sentences.
Yeah.
The folks in ISIS say they will not stop until a flag of Allah rises over our White House.
Fantastic.
Drop anything for what it's worth. Judge Judy, is it Scheindlin? Isn't it Scheindlin? How do we pronounce her name? Judy Scheindlin.
Yes.
Retired family court judge, star of Judge Judy for 18 years, one of the wealthiest people. Another one of those deals like Oprah. This isn't going to amount to anything. Give her what she wants. Okay, I want to own half the show. Fine, you can have it. $330 million was what this thing took in last year. How much the people who produce it wonder now? I wonder if we should have made a different deal here. This woman has made an unbelievable amount of money. Anyway, she sued a Hartford personal injury lawyer for using her image in ads without her permission. She filed a lawsuit against, John Haymond is his name, and his firm, in a federal court proceeding that started in March, saying that they used her image without authorization, and suggesting in the ads that she, the spots had footage from Judge Judy, with clips showing this lawyer, Mr. Haymond, and his daughters. The ads were broadcast in Connecticut, Massachusetts during her show, and the producer told him not to use the image. He kept using it, so she sued him She sought $75,000 in damages, more because she wanted not to have this associated with any particular law firm, but for obvious reasons. And I'm told that they reached an amicable setting. But this happens a lot. People use, I know Uri Geller told me how many times over the years people have used his image and he doesn't get paid for it. And after all, that's what you have. That's what you're selling.
Katherine Heigl just sued people for using her image.
Under what circumstance?
I think it was CVS, actually, because she was coming out of with the CVS bag, and I think they might have used it in advertising and in social media.
Burry sued Pokemon.
Yeah, he did.
Yep. They made a character in his likeness as far as the description, and he was even...
In Japan, he sued him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I forgot what he got out of him, but he got some money out of him. I don't remember what it was, but this kind of stuff happens a lot. 888-302-3684 connects with us on the phone. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken or Richie. I guess it's Rich, not Richie, at DougStephan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! I smell good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking super excited.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Wow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? The Great Great Race. And with so many super destinations, you can find fun almost anywhere.
Are you even listening? Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get them every time. Go to Super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once they hear it, they stop what they're doing, break into a dance, and head down to their nearest Staples store. There are some cheerleaders in the parking lot. Why are you girls dancing?
Ready? Okay. 50-cent crayons.
What, what?
$1 fake mechanical pencils.
What, what?
17-cent notebooks.
What, what?
All right, all right. We gotta end this commercial.
End the commercial.
What, what?
Here's the tagline.
Yeah. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies to store. Staples.com for details.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-835-1920 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-835-1920 to take your call now. Call 800-835-1920. That's 800-835-1920. Again, 800-835-1920.
We have just made it easier for you to get the official Good Day merchandise at DougStephan.com. Click on the picture of the mug and the link. It'll take you directly to the Good Day Goodies store. You can simply click on the Good Day logo on Facebook if you'd like to do it that way. Find an assortment of all kinds of things, wearing apparel, tote bags, cups, mugs, keychains, lots of other cool stuff at DougStephan.com. The Good Day Goodies box. Help.
Don't
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Baby, I'm amazed at the way you're with me all the time.
Peace.
Baby, I'm afraid of the way I leave you.
Piano.
Baby, I'm amazed at the way you help me sing the song.
Just playing the guitar here. Jenny Lane, right? Ken?
Maybe I'm a late.
Former Moody Blueser.
Even a peace loving veggie like John, Paul, George, and Ringo. Paul McCartney doesn't see anything wrong with blasting bloodthirsty aliens hell-bent on destroying Earth. Or so it would seem, now that McCartney has collaborated on the score to the PlayStation and Xbox game Destiny. He has recorded a theme song, reportedly about hope for the game. There's not been any public comment from him. It's supposed to be released September 9th. First announced he was working on a project with the game studio in July of 2012, saying how happy he was to be writing music for the people who made Halo. The project had been in the works now, this would be what, in 2000, this is three years? Collaborated with composer Marty O'Donnell and Mike Salvatore to put this together. I don't know what this game is all about. Is it a violent video game? Is that what the premise is?
Halo, I think that it might be.
Halo
sure
is
though.
Definitely, yeah, that's yeah. A shooter game. First-person shooter game.
Shooter game.
And this game is similar. They're shooting aliens that are attacking Earth.
Really? So this is a money play for him or something that he... What is,
oh,
do
sure.
He play
oh, yeah, there's big money in this.
Is there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So will his fans be upset because this doesn't seem to be his image, does it? When you get right
now,
down
his fans will run out and buy this game to get this one song.
They will. Is this going to be the only way to be able to get the song? We'll be able to
so
get
far,
it.
So far, there's been no word of any other kind of release.
Really? Whew. Wow. This is.
By the way, Denny Lane was bass. Jimmy McCulloch was guitar on that song.
Really?
Who I had never heard of, actually, other than Wings.
Hmm. Well, Rich, you know what? You haven't heard of everything.
Apparently not.
There'd be a few things in the
every
world.
Every day that seems to prove itself.
All right, so does anybody know what the weather was like in Hawaii over the weekend? The storms didn't amount to what originally
it
was.
I heard it was cold, actually. I heard it was like 60, I mean, not cold for most people, but cold for Hawaii, like 66 degrees.
75 and sunny
at
right now.
At least in Maui,
2
yeah.
2 a.m.
Yeah.
Honolulu.
It's back to warm.
Sunny,
again.
Not, yeah, it's no sun in Honolulu at the moment. But, yeah, back to normal. But the storms weren't.
Tourists return to Hawaii's beaches. Rural residents dig out.
Yeah.
I heard there was a little bit of damage, but most people had enough time. They prepared.
That's because 5-0 was on the case.
Yeah.
They were out there checking around. Dono.
That Alex Laughlin, he's a hottie.
Yeah. Mm. All right. A tornado. On this date, 1999, touching down in Salt Lake City. Now, the people in Salt Lake City didn't yell and scream bloody murder, or didn't yell, global warming, global warming, global warming.
Because there were no sharks in that tornado.
Is that what it was? Mm-hmm. Yeah. There hasn't been a recorded death in Utah from a tornado other than the one that won that day. Ever. Salt Lake City and the that's what makes it rare. It has nothing to do with global warming. It has to do with where it is. It's in the mountains. Tornadoes don't do well in mountain ranges. Matter of fact, that's what made this a newsworthy event, because the tornado survived the mountains and amazed a lot of people, frankly. But if you think about it, tornadoes go across the flat of the midland of the country. Not often do you see them anyplace, because, in fact, the mountains are barriers. A lot of times storms break up, a lot of different storms break up when they go over the mountains, because they act, as depending on how high they are, as a barrier to it. So if you live around a mountain range, probably have protected weather, and you should be thankful for that, 28 after the hour.
Want to exercise at home? Hit the gym and stick with me to find out how you can transform your body in 15 minutes a day with these three moves.
Push-ups, squats, and the plank help you stay limber. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. The plank is that move where you raise your torso up parallel to the floor, supported by your feet and hands.
If you have any wrist issues or just want some variety, give forearm planks a try. Align elbows under shoulders and grip the floor with both your palms and forearms.
On AARP's YouTube channel, Barbara Hannah Grufferman makes exercise look easy.
It's never too late to get your body back after 50. Until next time, remember this. We can't control getting older, but we can control how we do it.
Grufferman's new book is The Best of Everything After 50. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out of the map.
Repairing potholes is quick and easy with SACCRETE U.S. Cold Patch. SACCRETE U.S. Cold Patch is a high-performance patching material made with more than 95% recycled materials and can be used in wet or dry applications in any temperature. There's no oily mess or VOCs, and it's odorless. For long-lasting pothole repairs, count on SACCRETE U.S. Cold Patch. To see why SACCRETE...
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCA.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
On the other side of the room is Doug Steffen.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Johnny.
And here he is.
Yes. That was to check in on other things that are going on in the world today. It's actually time for the police blotter.
Police.
Already the police are at it again. Number of things going on here. Let's see, where is this? The Local Government Association in England is issuing a warning because there are people who are using laughing gas. How many people here have ever been to the dentist office?
Sure, yeah.
I've been to the dentist. I've never been on laughing gas, though.
Really?
I think I would have so much fun.
Go ahead, Regine. You'd be fun on laughing
gas. I think so, too.
You'd be a hoot. I'd love to be the dentist to administer to it. You'd be a laugh riot.
You'd probably do dirty things to me.
There's a lot of stuff on Facebook and YouTube, Kenny, urging people to protect their children after it was learned that a lot of websites are openly advertising sales of laughing gas.
Oh.
So I wonder if we can find any of that on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day Show. There are 400 local council police units that were warned over the weekend of large hauls of laughing gas, which basically, now, this is sort of something I want to clarify, because people confuse laughing gas with the stuff that's in Heart Factors Plus. You know, the Heart Factors Plus is a product we've been talking about here on this program for over a year. I extol the value and virtue of it because it has nitric oxide in it.
Oh, nitric
which is,
oxide. Not
yes,
nitrous
but
oxide.
But you see, this is where people get confused. They hear or they see nitrous oxide, and they think nitric oxide, and they want to have me clarify this because you can understand people listening quickly. They hear nitric oxide. Oh, wow. That's bad for you? Doug says it's good for you. Take it in Heart Factors Plus. Nitrous oxide in gaseous form is apparently something that gets used not only to make people laugh or get people high.
To make your car go fast, too.
Well, yeah, it's used for that, but it is also something that's used when men are trying to get women into precarious situations. And that's why apparently it's been outlawed. I'm sure nobody here has ever
thought of that. You can buy it at your local speed shop by the bottle.
Huh. Yeah. Well, isn't that sort of, you can, it's like helium, isn't it?
Yeah.
In a sense?
It doesn't make your voice change.
It doesn't?
No.
Okay. Good to know.
I swear, that voice that you do sounds so much like the gingerbread man in Shrek.
Here's a lady who got into trouble because of padding. Say it again, Doug. Here's a lady who got into trouble because of padding in her bra and her girdle. Victoria Farron.
You don't pad a girdle. That's the point of wearing a girdle.
Yeah. Why would you pad a girdle?
Here's how I'm going to explain how that works, Richie. Victoria Farron, 78, being asked to forfeit about $40,000 in cash. She hid in her clothing while trying to board a flight from Detroit to the Philippines. Customs officers got suspicious when she first declared having $200 in cash, but later said the amount was $1,200, according to the documents in the Michigan federal court that were filed last week. Federal agents found $8,000 in her carry-on, $4,977 stitched into her clothing pouch, and $10,000 in her bra. She had $3,000 in her stuffed inside her girdle. She had sold her house for $120,000 cash, was trying to carry the money to the Philippines because she thought it was safer there. And there is a law against carrying $10,000 or more out of the country.
I'll tell you this much. I don't know what kind of girdle she was wearing. I've never worn a girdle, but I've worn Spanx. There's not much room in there for anything.
What's a Spanx?
Spanx are kind of like the modern-day girdle. Most women have them, and most women wear them.
They're like spandex.
They almost look like pantyhose, but they're like very tight, and they go on underneath your clothes, and they make everything look smoother and better.
Really?
And I'm going to tell you, I'm sure if you ask your lovely lady in your life.
I'm going to ask Meredith, what am I going to ask her?
You're going to say, do you have Spanx?
Spanx.
Mm-hmm. Most women have them.
That's not how you ask it, though, Doug. Say, do you want Spanx?
No, and if you get the answer yes, then Spanx.
All right, here's the story from South Carolina. We're carrying a DougStefan.com. North Carolina, sorry. A victory for a fellow who beat police officers in a donut-eating contest.
Ooh.
Newspaper story there about
he ate more donuts, or yes, he physically beat them while they were in a donut-eating contest.
Bradley Hardison
brought the donuts.
Downed 8 donuts in 2 minutes during a contest last week at an anti-crime event hosted by the police department.
I have an anti-crime.
That report
well, Uncle Crime
caught the eye of the sheriff's department. The lieutenant there, Max Robeson, said his detectives have been trying to interview this guy for about 9 months after suspecting him in several business break-ins.
They're just mad because they lost.
Right. He said, the sheriff says, quote, congratulations on your win last night. That was just as they were putting the handcuffs on him. Story of Doug Stefan.
Can I get another cruller?
Yeah, right. Cruller. Not a cruller. What did you win?
Cruller.
It's cruller.
It's a cruller.
They're crullers.
It's a cruller
for you.
What do you think it is, Ken?
It's a cruller.
I think it's a cruller.
No, it's not a cruller.
It's a cruller.
It's from the guy who says blueberry.
Come on, Ken's smart. Ken, what do you think?
I've heard mostly cruller.
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 Not Kreller.
You're all wrong. I'm
You're
right.
Wrong.
You're wrong. Right.
302-88.
Mm-hmm. What is it you want me to ask?
Get yourself a Japanese.
Japanese?
Blueberry.
Blueberry. What is it you want me to ask
rubbish.
Meredith about what she wears?
Does she have any Spanx? Would she like some Spanx?
I think Richie set me up on this
like, one. No, just say, do you have
you any want to put Spanx? The headset on? Just put the headset on. I'm not going to ask
like,
her.
Would you like
I'm
some
I'm going to let Richie get into trouble. No. I'm letting you get into trouble on this one, pal. I'm not asking her. Okay, go ahead. She's listening now. What do you want to ask
Meredith,
her?
Would you like some Spanx?
Okay, Rich is being funny, but Meredith, do you have Spanx? Do you have a pair of Spanx?
I don't think I can talk about that.
See, you have every woman has them.
Yeah. I don't know what she has. I don't
every
know what they are.
I think that's a very personal question, by the way.
Uh-huh. And celebrities, you know, it's, this is how crazy the celebs are. I've heard that celebrities actually double up Spanx. They put one pair on, and then they scoot another one on to look even
thicker. Are they nylons like you would wear them?
They look like nylons, but they're much tougher.
They look
good.
Greatest invention.
See? Really? It's like a girdle, but they're more comfortable.
You ever wear them? I've never seen them. I don't know what I've seen.
I don't get dressed up anymore.
No?
When you wear a dress, tell
she's not hanging around with me, she doesn't get dressed up anymore.
Only Corroy.
Yeah, right. Hey, Doug, if when you go to bed, Meredith takes about 40 minutes to get undressed, that's what she's doing.
Really?
Yeah. No. Removing the Spanx.
Okay.
Oh, and Meredith, you know those donuts? Okay, how do we describe them? Because we don't want to give her away. Those donuts that are kind of ridgy, it's another name for a donut. What are those called?
Krullers.
Kruller?
No.
Oh, Kruller, yeah.
It's a Kruller,
Krullers.
Right? Krullers. Thank you. Even Meredith thinks it's a Kruller.
Come on.
And your girlfriend is out of you.
Goodbye, Dougie.
All right, next on the police blotter list here.
Can I get a proper Kruller, please?
Carlisle, Massachusetts.
This is terrible. I'm going to throw it in the rubbish.
You know who you should eat it with is Colin Powell.
Are you guys done now? You've gone through your whole repertoire of making
Colin
fun of
Ferguson.
Me. Yeah. Here's the story of a police officer who went to extremes in dealing with a noisy neighbor recently. This is a problem a lot of communities have, actually, around here where I am. The fellow's name is Sergeant... Sergeant Frank Sargent has been charged with 11 counts... Sergeant Frank Sargent. Sergeant Frank Sargent has been charged with 11 counts of malicious killing of a domestic animal for poisoning his neighbor's noisy rooster and killing 10 chickens along with it. Yeah. Published reports indicate the rooster had been bothering him for several years. Let's see here. I remember reading something about not this thing, and that's this time, but another town, Uxbridge, which is south of where I am. Noisy roosters removed by a court order from that home, but I don't remember anybody killing him. Anyway, this fellow has decided to take matters into his own hands, and he thought that he was doing a public service here by getting rid of the rooster. Ever been on a farm? Here's the story behind this or around this. One of the things that in sort of a corny way heralds being on the farm, you see, I think Kellogg's has an ad for a cereal. I don't know what kind of cereal, maybe cornflakes.
They do, it's cornflakes with
the rooster. Right, exactly. And there's always, cock-a-doodle-doo, cock-a-doodle-doo, cock-a-doodle-doo. Like that was the sound the rooster really made. If you were around roosters, you would know how silly that all sounds. I mean, it sounds silly enough when I say, cock-a-doodle-doo, cock-a-doodle-doo, cock-a-doodle-doo.
I'm just, my radio career is just flashing in front of my eyes.
Well, that's
it was fun while it lasted, you guys.
Really? Congratulations.
Yeah.
I just get quiet so people forget I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that doesn't sound like cock-a-doodle.
Hey, here's a real rooster. And here's Doug. Do they sound alike to you?
Cock-a-doodle-doo! I'm reminded of the scene in True Grit. Remember, probably not worth going back to that.
Probably not.
Probably not. Okay. How about we help people with their coffee?
Thank you.
Yeah. Jennifer, are you drinking BuzzBox?
Okay, so I have to tell you guys a story about BuzzBox.
There we go. Thank you.
So, you know, I was on staycation last week, and the doorbell rings, and I go to the door, and no one's there, and I see there's a package, and I'm like, oh. What's it? So I pick it up. I didn't even have to open the package, Doug.
You know what it was?
This amazing aroma hit me in the face. And it was like, like, it just smelled so good. You don't even have to open the box and you can smell it. Mm.
Yep. Great stuff. So many people signing up. So many people are enjoying this coffee. It's, if you drink flavored coffees, mocha, caramel, hazelnut, and others, the realization, and this is something I didn't know. I don't drink coffee, but I didn't even, you know, as someone who's around, Mary's a coffee drinker, and she uses that machine, what do they call it, the Kruger or something?
The Keurig machine. Keurig.
Whatever it is. Anyway, so...
hey there, fix a cup of coffee in your Kruger and give me a Krilla. A blueberry Krilla.
You having fun?
Do you even speak English?
Of course, I was an English teacher. I know how to speak English.
Poor kid.
You don't know how to speak English.
Must have been a great English teacher.
What's a great English teacher?
Special English in Boston. Hey, yo, you want to go park the car next to some Krillas?
They don't have Krillas outside now. They come. Go inside again.
Oh my God.
Anyway,
Japanese.
Notice Kenny's now Kenny's even going to get in on it. Okay, go ahead, Kenny. Take your best shot.
I was just going to say they're inside in the produce department.
Produce. That's the other one. Right. Thank you. Produce.
The crullers inside the produce.
Think of a blueberry cruller inside the produce department. Find a nice Japanese man.
Don't forget, you want to make sure they're American made because all those Chinese are out.
Chinese.
Am I going to get finished with this or not?
It's right next to Colin Powell Elementary.
And you know that Colin Farrell is a good actor.
Are we supposed to be doing Bruce?
We are supposed to be doing Bruce. Yeah. See what he's missing?
Okay, so I'll just have to send you the BuzzBox coffee box in the right-hand side of any of the pages.
I didn't even bring up Ray Fiennes.
Get to Bruce. We're 60 seconds away from Bruce Shanahoff here on Good Day.
I'm Pam McKissick, CEO of Williams & Williams. You know, luxury has nothing to do with dollars. Some mansions are nothing more than square footage, and some cottages are exquisitely designed. That's why our luxury home division focuses on more than cost to build. We look at uniqueness, historic value, architectural integrity. So whether your home is worth $500,000 or $5 million, if it deserves luxury treatment, call Williams & Williams at 1-800-826-7830. That's
1-800-826-7830. And now, Katy Perry!
Imagine going on stage without any guitars, or keyboards, drums, or a microphone, and being expected to roar. Tough, right? It's the same with our teachers who are using their own money so students can learn. DonorsChoose.org is a charity that helps teachers get what they need for students to succeed.
Join Katy Perry and donate at MakeRoarHappen.com.
All right. Doctor.
Reaching for his Kreller.
Yeah, Dr. Bruce Shanahoff is here with us. Dr. Bruce joins us every Monday at this time with a sort of in-house or inside look at things in the medical community. Bruce is a very well-respected chiropractor. A little tight on time here. What did you find in your research this week between the lines, Bruce?
Well, Doug, I'm a little upset to have to report this one. The American Heart Association last week released a statement saying chiropractic cervical manipulation, you know, what we call a neck adjustment, may be associated with increased risk of stroke. And I want to go on record as saying it's a bunch of poppycock.
Well, it's more than that. It's based on old material that ABC hashed over 20 years ago.
It's the same old scare tactics they've been using for the last 50 years. Multiple studies over the last 20 years have concluded, even a Rand Corporation study, that the chances of having any kind of a stroke from a chiropractic adjustment is 1 in a million to as little as 1 in 250 million. By comparison, you're 153 times more likely to die from a stroke from taking over-the-counter pain medication, 53 times more likely to die from narcotic pain medications, and 500 times more likely to die from a stroke from spinal surgery. You know, I have a dream, Doug. You know, Dr. King had a dream. Well, so do I. One day, I wake up and the medical headline is, the medical profession apologized to the American people for misleading them to the point of being the least healthy of virtually all industrialized nations at twice the cost anyone else in the world pays for being the third leading cause of death in the U.S., and for knowing little about what actually constitutes health.
The medical profession is in disarray, for sure, for lots of reasons, and that's one of them. Bruce Shanahoff's web address is 818newback.com, 818newback.com. He has startling realities in his life that he's researched, and that's why I have him here on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
What are you going to do, shoot us all?
Always. Just you.
So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me.
Mickey's a mouse. Donald's a duck. Pluto's a dog. What's Goofy?
So this is pretty unmistakable stuff for most people who have been around, whether you're younger or older. Most people know this movie, Stand By Me. As I recall, Chucker, the first thing I remembered about it, not that it was scary, but it cost $30,000 to make and made, in terms of sales, tens of millions of dollars at the box office. Is that, do I have the correct remembrance of that?
I don't know if the budget was that low, but it was directed. It was a low budget film. It was directed by Rob Reiner,
yeah,
who did a lot of good movies back in the day.
Yeah, he did.
It was a really good film. And you know, there's an old saying, they don't make them like that anymore, and they really don't.
No, this is a bunch of kids. Well, there's seven kids that seem to be experiencing life. Do I remember that? This is 19, by the way. This was the number one movie during this week in 1986. So I have a vague recollection of it, but I seem to remember boys sort of coming of age. It was kind of that sort of a movie,
right,
wasn't it?
That's the best way to describe it.
Yeah. All right. One more clip, Richie, from it.
Legend had it that Milo had trained Chopper not just to sick, but to sick specific parts of the human anatomy.
Unmistakable voice of Richard Dreyfuss. Reiner liked working with him, or maybe still does. Anyway, that's how
we... You know who played the villain in the film? If there is a villain, but sort of the bad press presence.
I don't remember.
It was Kiefer Sutherland.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
For heaven's sakes.
I don't remember that.
And he was just a kid in 1986.
One of my favorite Kiefer Sutherland movies is Phone Booth. With Colin Farrell,
right.
and he's great in that movie, and you never see him. You see him at the end for like 60 seconds.
All right. At any rate, hello. Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments starts with movie music. We're going to get the box office totals from the weekend, so if you're interested in finding out how your favorite movie did or the one that you went to see, stand by for that. Up next here on Good Day.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Hi, come on, Chucker. Let's get to the bottom line here. We're talking about the movies that have been around and doing well off screen, off camera, off mic. So let's get to work and find out how things did on mic. What do we have at number five?
Well, I'll go with number one. But, you know, the story of the summer is no one film can hold a top spot 2 weeks in a row. And that was proven once again as the reboot of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles took the top spot, overperforming its box office tracking, doing $65 million in business. I didn't get a chance to see it. I got to be honest, I don't have much of an interest.
No.
But as I said Friday, these have to be the ugliest looking Ninja Turtles.
Jennifer, what makes you want to see this?
I think because, I don't know, it just it reminds me of my childhood. I kind of missed the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Sure, I get that.
Like, the people younger than me liked them. I like Will Arnett.
And they're already talking about the next Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle 2 movie being slated for release in 2 years, right?
Yeah, well, when you hit $65 million in its opening weekend, you're going to get a sequel. Number two, a movie that we were talking about off-air, Guardians of the Galaxy, a very entertaining, fun summer movie, $41 million. It dropped off 56% week-to-week, which is a pretty good hold, $176 million, first 10 days of release. I recommend it. Number three, Into the Storm, the tornado disaster film, did a so-so $18 million. Critics hammered it, but I got to say, I went to see it with my wife and daughter Friday, and I'm in the minority because I enjoyed it quite a bit. Yes, it doesn't have A-list characters. There's no Bill Paxton or Helen Hunt, but there are two characters that I like, and the effects, I thought, were outstanding. It's
how
only
is it,
89
is it,
minutes, and I like it.
How is it different than, is it like, it looks silly, like they're ripping up planes and stuff like that. That was different than, I mean, you actually got a story out of the first one.
If you like the trailer, you get exactly what you want in the trailer.
All right, okay. So it tells the story. The trailer tells the story. That's the story. Chuck Curry here.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.